by the one of my favorites over there. I'll just tell you that right now. The Trevecca women's soccer coach, Kelsey Phoenix Cameron. Good morning, Kelsey.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, the last time we talked, my name was Greg Pogue. You have now added a name, right?
Yes, I'm in the process. It takes a long time, apparently, but yes, I'm in the process. I got married in December, and now Kelsey Cameron, so...
Okay. Okay. Well, all right. Kelsey Cameron with the Phoenix there too. Congratulations. Yeah. Married life. How's that treating you?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Wasn't expecting to have, you know, be in the middle of the season in our first couple months of marriage, but my husband coaches over at Belmont actually. So we were both in the middle of the season. So it was a little bit crazy, but also really fun. So it's been overall really good.
Do you talk soccer at home or do you get away from it?
We definitely talk soccer at home. Yeah, it's hard to come home after either a win or a loss and not kind of recap the game for me. So we definitely talk soccer, but try not to talk soccer all the time.
Now tell me where your team is. Get me caught up. Tied for first. Where are you right now is in the season? I know the GMAC championships are coming up.
Yeah, so as of Thursday, we actually are in third now. We lost a game due to COVID. One of the teams we were supposed to play had a couple COVID cases, so we lost a game. So the rest of the teams in the GMAC actually have another game today. So after today, we'll kind of know where the standings shake out. We could still potentially host next Saturday on the 24th, or we could be taking a trip up to somewhere in Ohio. We're not sure yet where. So it just kind of depends on how these games go today.
Well, the good thing is, you know, you're playing in the quarterfinals of the GMAC championships next Saturday, wherever you go. That's the good news, right?
Yeah, definitely. We have clinched a spot in the tournament, which is awesome. It's just a matter of who will play. And, you know, the GMAC is just, it's always, this year especially, it's kind of crazy. Just, you know, one of the worst teams in the conference beat one of the first place teams last week. And just the mixes and the points are very, very close. It's 17, 16, 14. Like, the points are just so close, so anything can happen at this point after these games.
Tell me a little bit about your team. I know you guys have scored some goals. What, Abby Legg is tied for second in the GMAC with goals, and Madison Carby first in the GMAC with assist. Is this just something that you evolved to, or is it something that is an area of concentration to get more out of your offense?
Yeah, it was definitely one of the main focuses for this season. We kind of looked at all the stats from 2019, and we had only scored, in 20 games, we'd only scored 12 goals. We didn't allow very many, but we really just wanted to make an effort to kind of just increase the amount of shots per game and then hopefully the amount of goals. So yeah, we've got 14, I believe, right now, and Abby is tied for second, and we've got several other contributors. We've got two or three other players who scored two goals, and you know, just something that we've focused on throughout training is just getting them in more attacking situations around the goal and just encouraging them to look to shoot in that final third. So yeah, we're really proud of that, and just seeing a lot of players step up and start to take more risks in the final third.
Kelsey Cameron with us. I almost feel bad dropping your maiden name, you know.
Yeah, well, it's my middle name, so it is still there.
Okay.
People call me Coach Cameron, and I don't respond yet, and I'm just not used to it. So you can say Phoenix Cameron still.
All right. Kelsey Cameron with us. You just get used to it. That's your married name now. So tell me about the depth of your team. Obviously, you got a competition within the team to compete, to prepare for the competition with other teams, and I guess that's a nice problem to have, and just sort of where the program's been built to.
Yeah, so over the last couple of years, we've just intentionally increased our roster size and just brought in just more competitive players, and I think for a coach, it's a great, I guess you could call it a problem, but it's just a really good situation to be in, because we've got some quality players coming off the bench, and that just created a more competitive culture at training, and just for a lot of the attacking positions specifically this year. So we've been able to, I don't know if we've started the same lineup actually at all this season. We've had a different starting lineup almost every game, which is just kind of, you know, just depends on the team that we're playing and how we think we can put ourselves in the best position to win using the strengths of our, you know, different players.
I can't interview a coach in the pandemic without asking about all of the things that you've had to put in place in this abnormal situation. What's it been like?
Yeah, it's been really difficult, really frustrating at times. I mean, we've had to train, and we've basically been training in groups for this entire season, and we're competing against teams in the GMAC that are able to kind of do full team training, just depending on the cities that they're in and their schools' restrictions. So it's just been, you know, we feel like we, the goal for the coaches was really just get to, you know, protect the team as much as we can and get to the games. We knew that we weren't going to be as prepared as we normally would be, which is the case. You know, we haven't been able to do training sessions normally. One of our players kind of joked in the beginning of the season, she's like, our first two games, she's like, I've never passed the ball to that player. And it was kind of like, gosh, that's actually true, because we hadn't been able to train as a full team. So yeah, it's just kind of something that we knew, and we just acknowledged that that was going to happen. And we told the team, we're not going to be as prepared as we normally would be or would like to be, but we're just going to kind of make the best of it. And I think we've done as good of a job as we can just with what we've had, and just try to keep a positive attitude and not really focus on what we can't do, but just focus on, like, okay, we're able to play. Like, every game is a blessing at this point. Like, I just get excited to be on the field. So we just kind of tried to focus on that, which I think has really helped our staff and our players.
Well, and I guess that is the point. I mean, the first thing is just to get out there, right? And you know, to be able to play. And if the wins come, they are. But they've come, and you're, you know, competitive in the league, and you're, you know, one of the challengers. Has that been even more than you expected, maybe? Because as I read some of the things you sent me, yeah, the goal is to win the GMAC every year. Of course it is. But also just to be able to get out and play, but now the wins have come.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know what to expect. I mean, we always expect to finish in the top couple, but also, you know, we've got 11 freshmen, got a young team again. We have some great upperclassmen on the field as well, but yeah, just not knowing how people would mesh and gel and how long would that take. And so yeah, I've been really, like, pleasantly surprised that, especially, like, you know, our back line, like, we've got almost every player on our back line is new to your back line. And so just seeing them, you know, kind of have some consistency and start to gel back there, that to me is like a win this season even, you know, just seeing some different players just be able to play together and have some team chemistry in certain areas of the field. So, yeah, I really honestly just didn't know what to expect. And so I think just seeing them mesh, and then also being currently in the top four has been awesome.
Cussie Phoenix Cameron with us. She's the Trevecca women's soccer coach. I was just thinking, you've got like the hat trick of Nashville City University soccer connections, right? You were the associate head coach at Lipscomb before you got to Trevecca, and your husband coaches at Belmont. Now that's,
yeah,
you got them all, you hit them all.
Yeah, we just need Vandy, Tennessee State. but yeah, no, it's been fun to have kind of connections in all those programs, and the soccer community is a small one, so it's just nice to kind of, yeah, just have community with those other coaches in the area.
Talk a little bit about just soccer in general in this area, and where you go get your players. What, you know, because the GMAC now has, you know, that footprint's exploded, you know, with Trevecca being the southernmost, I guess your closest rival, Kentucky Wesleyan, but most of them through the Midwest there. Where do you think Trevecca fits in all that?
Yeah, I mean, we've got players from all over the place. We've got a couple, one from California, one from Nevada this year, one from Massachusetts. We actually have an incoming freshman this fall coming in from Ireland. So, we just are trying to find the best players, the best fit players. We've got a lot of local, a lot of, you know, Southeast. That region is obviously really good for us just because Nashville is such a huge draw. It's just an awesome city. And I just, you know, Trevecca is just a cool little Christian community in the midst of that. And so the answer is that we get players from everywhere, but we definitely have a bulk of them from the Southeast region. You know, I went to recruit in Florida. I went to Phoenix. So just trying to really just increase the competitiveness and find the best culture fit players wherever we can find them.
Of course, you played at Kentucky, 04 through 07, three-year starter, captain of the 06 SEC championship team, first team All-SEC. What's up with your big blue up there? Is it all about basketball now? You know, now that it's, is it a football school? Is it a soccer school? What is it now that, you know, the basketball program's totally in the tank?
Yeah, that was, I honestly didn't watch very many games, but I just know that we had a very embarrassing season by Kentucky standards. but yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm not too worried. I know that Coach Cal will pull things together. So, but it's been fun to see, I don't know if you've seen all the new facilities. They've redone the baseball, softball, soccer. Like, it's been kind of cool to see them, just really kind of revamp all those facilities. And yeah, I unfortunately haven't kept up a ton with the programs this season just because we're in the middle of season, but really fun to kind of see them do that with all those facilities up there.
My aunt and uncle live in Indiana. They about after four games, they refuse to watch another game the rest of the year.
That sounds like a true Kentucky
that
fan.
That is a true really Kentucky fan. So tell me, I guess it's just wait and see to find out where you go. Is that where you are?
Yeah, so there's a couple games. I mean, there's probably five or six games today. So they start around noon, and then the last one is until 7 tonight, I believe. So, yeah, just kind of wait and see where it shakes out. We need just a few specific teams to win in order for us to stay in the top four. But, yeah, after tonight we will know whether we're hosting and who we're playing and all that stuff.
Well, good luck going forward, certainly with that. Congratulations on adding the Cameron on the end of the name and getting married back in December. Kelsey, you know what I think of you. Good luck. Go win some GMAC championships.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me.